Part 8. Frequently Asked Questions. Where was Eileen Wuornos born? She was born in Rochester, Michigan on February 29, 1956. What were her nicknames? In the media, she was known as the Damsel of Death and the Highway Killer, but her friends called her Lee and her brother called her Eileen. A boyfriend had nicknamed her Apple, and some of his biker friends also called her that. Some of the neighborhood kids called her Cigarette Pig or Cig Pig because she was trading sexual favors for cigarettes from a young age. Did she have any siblings? Yes, one older biological brother, Keith, and two step-siblings, Barry and Lori. When did Eileen drop out of school? In grade 9, when she was 14 years old. At what age did Eileen become a prostitute or sex worker? She started trading sexual favors for cigarettes, food, and drugs at the age of 11 and became an official hooker when she was 15 years old. Did she ever attempt to take her own life? Yes, at least twice and possibly up to 6 times, according to psychological reports. Did she have a mental illness? Eileen was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, BPD, and was believed to suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. How many victims did Eileen murder? 7, even though only 6 bodies were ever found. What type of weapon did she use to murder her victims? A high-standard 22 caliber revolver. How did she stay undetected? Eileen stayed undetected for just over a year since her first murder. She targeted older white males who were traveling alone, and once she had directed them to isolated areas with the arrangement of sex, she shot and robbed them, ensuring that their bodies were well concealed and their cars were cleaned and abandoned in separate locations. She used aliases to pawn off their belongings, tried to cover her tracks, and kept her crime scenes far enough apart to avoid detection for many months. How did she die? She was executed by lethal injection on October 9, 2002, at the age of 46. What did her final words mean? She was mentally ill at the time, so it's anyone's guess exactly what she meant. How did Eileen drink her coffee? With cream and 2 sugars. What did she have in common with Jeffrey Dahmer? Both said that Budweiser was their favorite beer. What did she have in common with John Wayne Gacy? Both believed they were framed, conspired against, and that they were just a small part of a much bigger picture. What did she have in common with Ted Bundy? She kept watches, jewelry, clothing, and accessories from her victims and gave them to her girlfriend as a gift. Bundy also liked to gift his girlfriends with jewelry from a victim and enjoyed watching them walk around with it on. Was Eileen a psychopath? Eileen had psychopathic traits, scoring 32 out of 40 on a psychopathy test. What did Eileen have for her last meal? She had a calzone, potato chips and soda, and then a cup of black coffee. Where did Eileen spend her time on death row? At BCI, the Broward Correctional Institution, which has since shut down and been abandoned. Where was she executed? At Florida State Prison, the same place that Ted Bundy was executed. Where is her son now? When she was 15 and gave her son up for adoption, it was a closed adoption, so it's likely that he has never known that Eileen was his biological mother. This means that we also do not have any records for him or where he is today. In 2021, he would be in his early 50s. Did Tyria know that Eileen was a serial killer? Some say yes. Tyria knew about the first murder that she had committed and allegedly asked Eileen not to tell her too much information about it so that she would never have to be involved. However, she did drive the cars and enjoy some of the possessions of some of the victims, so if she did not know, it's purely because she had turned a blind eye to what was really going on. Why was the 7th victim's body never found? Eileen was very drunk when she dumped the body of Peter Seams, and while she offered information about where she thought she had left him, he was not found there, and it remained a mystery. How tall was Eileen? She was only 5'4", 162 centimeters. How did she describe herself? She said that she was a drunk royal and a hitchhiking hooker. What pets did she have? She had a miniature border collie that she named Maggie May after Rod Stewart's song, and she had three cats, Tyler, Dusty, and Zypher. What happened to her pets? They were given up to a pound when she and Tyria were evicted from their home. Eileen worked hard to get a new place and raise the money to get them back, but it was too late. They had been put down. One cat had been killed by homophobic neighbors, according to Eileen, before they had moved. Where did she work before committing to prostitution? She worked at the Rochester Motel as a maid for 75 cents an hour, but quit when she saw that she could make $50 an hour through prostitution. How long was Eileen on death row? 10 years, 1992 to 2002. Where were her ashes scattered? Her friend Dawn Botkins collected her ashes after she had been cremated and buried them under a walnut tree in her garden in Michigan.